That person's full name, not many people use because it is such a long handle to operate, Jean-Baptiste Pierre Antoine de Monet. But he's generally remembered by his title, the Chevalier de Lamarck, or just plainly, Lamarck. And what he postulated became known in history as Lamarckian evolution. This was a fully worked out, comprehensive theory of evolution, one that Darwin knew about, one that other scientists knew about, dating from the very beginning of the 1800s. Now, Lamarck was a strict materialist, and his theory, we'll see, is quite different than Darwinism, but important historically in that development toward Darwinism. He believed in the ongoing spontaneous generation of very simple organisms, that God didn't create organisms. No, forces in nature, life forces in nature, forces that he connected to electricity, electrical forces, could spontaneously transform inorganic matter into very, very simple living organisms, the simplest type of organisms, you know, even below slugs. But think of slugs being brought to life from inorganic mechanisms, because that's what Lamarck would sort of think about. This fit with sort of the developments in physics of the day. That's when electricity was first been sort of discovered, or the theories of electricity. The idea, Ben Franklin had only 50 or so years before even come up with a comprehensive theory of how static electricity works, and it's only right around the turn of the century that theories of current electricity began developing. And it was found about this time that the electrical force induced nervous reactions, or made our nerves operate, can cause a jolt in a person, and can make the nerves bolt up, or make the arms move simply by a shock. And so this was connected that there's some sort of life force in electricity. And so this life force in nature, not coming from a god, could spontaneously make inorganic materials into organic. Now, this is sort of the origin of life, not the origin of the species. He builds from this to come up with his theory of evolution. And that is that this life force continues around, that indeed we have this life force in us. It's in our nervous system. It's how we operate. Now, the theory was, or at least Lamarck's idea was, that this life force is flowing around in these simple organisms, and it would tend to concentrate on any aspects of the organism that was being used, and so cause development in that direction. The development process would operate basically through the use or disuse of parts. Because what he's trying to explain is how a simple slug-like being could evolve into animals and plants and all the complexity that we see around us. Well, it's through use and disuse of organs. For example, if there's a light-sensitive area on the organism, that sensitivity would have use, and so this electrical force would go toward that light-sensitive area, and continued use would make it develop further, eventually into an eye. Or if there was a stub on the organism, that life force would go toward that, and it could gradually grow toward an arm. If an owl or an eagle uses its eyes in spotting, that would make the eyes stronger, sharper, keener. Talons were important to a hawk. The talons would get more life force and they would grow. Humans, using their brain, constant use of your brain would cause your brain to grow and become more energetic. Similarly, if you didn't use an organism, or an organ, if an organism did not use an organ, that would gradually get less life force and it would gradually deteriorate and wither away. Environmental changes could prompt this sort of development, because it would push adaptations in a particular direction which were useful for that organism. Depending on how the environment was laid out, would be what would be useful or not useful. And therefore, if environments were different, these primeval organisms would evolve in different directions to best suit that environment. Now, I've been talking in generalities, and it gets a little confusing because Lamarckianism is a little confusing. But let me give an example that sort of captures it all. Perhaps the most famous example of Lamarckian evolution in action, operating, The one he talked about and the one people always associated with Lamarckianism is the giraffe.